This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. As we've been reporting for days now, there is a big dispute between the Senate and the White House over the firing of U.S. attorneys. This week, senators will vote on whether to give a key senator power to subpoena White House officials. The White House has yet to stake out its position on whether Congress can make that demand without violating the constitutional separation of powers. And one man who is key to the negotiations is White House counsel Fred Fielding. As NPR's Pam Fester reports, it is a role that he's very familiar with.
If you need any proof that history repeats itself, here's Fred Fielding in a 2004 interview with Legal Times. He talked about his years as Ronald Reagan's White House counsel and said this: "The other thing about that administration was that if there were mistakes made or if there were problems that arose, they were dealt with right away. That, to me, was the essence of my job." It appears to also be the essence of his current job, one he acquired 2 months ago. Fielding has been trying for days now to reach some agreement with Congress on testimony by White House aides. Those who know him say if anyone can find a solution, it's Fielding.
One of the things he brings is an ability to tell a president of the United States straight talk.
Ken Duberstein was President Reagan's White House chief of staff.
He is somebody who I have seen tell the president what the president needs to know, not just what the president wants to know.
And in the current tug of war, Duberstein thinks that will serve this White House well. It doesn't mean that Fielding, who's worked for three Republican presidents, isn't a strong proponent of executive privilege. He is.
But he's also a realistic proponent.
Attorney Alan Morrison of Stanford Law School has known Fielding for more than 35 years.
He knows how to spell subpoena, and he knows that the members of the Senate and House know how to spell it, too. And I don't think he really wants to have a fight over something which will just keep dragging on in the newspapers for weeks at a time.
If Fielding has learned anything during his years in Washington, it's that scandals need to be dealt with quickly. The 67-year-old attorney got his start as deputy White House counsel in the Nixon administration. And talk about history repeating itself. Morrison and Fielding met in 1971 when Morrison worked in the U.S. Attorney's Office in New York, which was trying to stop the New York Times from publishing the Pentagon Papers.
Fred was set up to babysit our office because the office had a reputation then and still does of being quite independent, and the White House was concerned about it.
Fielding's boss at the time was White House counsel John Dean. Dean describes Fielding as a careful, meticulous lawyer. He's also someone who's pleasant and likes to keep a low profile.
And the task he's got right now is to not escalate the whole matter until it comes to a confrontation. And if anybody can do that, he can do it.
Dean says one of Fielding's biggest challenges is that he's representing an unusually secretive administration.
A lot of his negotiations aren't going to be on Capitol Hill. They're going to be right within the fence at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue.
But that's also something Fielding's done before, as a member of the bipartisan commission that investigated the September 11th attacks. Fielding, like all the panel members, had to press administration officials for information, as he did in this hearing with former Attorney General John Ashcroft on plans to deal with Osama bin Laden.
Was there any written documentation of the process that you went through to make this evaluation?
I'm not in a position to remember whether or not they did at this time.
We would request that you check that. And the reason I'm asking is I must advise
colleagues say it was Fielding who helped convince the administration to turn over crucial documents and to allow presidential aides to publicly testify about the months leading up to the attacks. But Democratic Commission member Richard Benveniste says the current situation could prove more challenging. Congress is now in the hands of Democrats, who are in no mood to cut the administration any slack.
Fred is very skilled and he's very realistic, but sometimes the situations that he may be presented with go beyond a simple compromise. This may be one of them.
That should become clearer later this week. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.